You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This man will bear much fruit.
大家注意，果子不是一件事。The
fruit doesn't come all of a sudden. 它是一个过程，it's a process. 它果子出现之前，before the fruit appears, 整个树的果子的这个养分、水分、滋润，通通透过籽过来。The nutrient, the water, all the source that's coming out of the bud is going through the branch.
因此，我们不要以为神只是给我们要个果子。Do
not think that God is storing after you for fruit. God wants to bless the promise
of this
land. You may enjoy this life, the meaning of the world. All the fullness of this life, all of its nutrients, all of its water, all of its sources will be ours. When we enjoy the
life,
it is very natural for you to bear fruit.
If
you abide in me, this man will bear much fruit. The fruit is a natural result of the The turning point of a brother Hudson Taylor began in this chapter, in John chapter 15.
Hudson Taylor
described that a time passed before he came to understand these verses. He wasn't this way. He's receiving news every day about the financials of all these people being martyred, all the circumstances that is hard pressed to be And he is penetrating the house of God and he is exhausted. He received a letter of a good friend, John MacArthur's He's beginning to read the testimony that he's writing in his left hand. He heard about how he was so busy and he was overwhelmed and he feels he's withering away. And then all of a sudden God opened his eyes and see the fullness that he has when he is about to cry. You realize when my relationship with God is normal, I'm in a completely different realm. When was reading those words, all of a sudden God opened his eyes. He felt that he was on the branch and was trying to suck all the life out of the vine. And we understand this testimony because his letter to his sister. And from that day, the rest of his life was completely changed.
我刚刚说的那个宣教师就成了他现在是口常开心的这个一个。
And people will testify that he is always laughing and always smiling.
他所有的事情，他碰到的困难仍然是多得不可胜数。
Praise on the angel. He's still getting all these bad news on his head, but there's this deep rest inside him.
他知道他的困难数是一个。
And the New Testament, the Lord made the distinction at least four times how the world will know that we are his disciples. How do we know that we are the disciples of the Lord? Do you guys remember know what they are? John chapter 8, verse 31 to 32, if you obey my commandments, then you are truly my disciples.
As you read this, the
You
very much spirit to cross short of God and from
you.
When a person bears much fruit, you satisfy God and you satisfy those around
you. A couple of days I was reading the
book of Missionary by Ian Cross.
约翰福音十五章第五节，我只敢用说 ，But not for me, you can do nothing. 你为我女儿不能做什么
？And John chapter five, John chapter five, verse five, I only use this portion of a part of me, you cannot do a thing.
很多人觉得居然敢去追求神学
，But Andrew Murray, he dares to keep going.
他说主领着我们，
不是他们做什么 ，Since the Lord calls them up, cannot do a thing.
这句话我没有话讲，不敢讲的。
I don't have the courage to say these words.
他的葡萄树如果没有枝子，它就不可能结。
Says the vine without the branches cannot bear fruit.
主今天把自己一切的丰富托付给我。
Today the Lord has given all of us, committed unto us all of His fullness.
如果我们这些枝子不肯结果子，周围这么多有需要的人就得不到帮助。
If we are the branches will not bear fruit, those who are in need around us will not be satisfied.
一棵葡萄树它结不出果子。
A vine that cannot bear fruit,
因为没有健康的枝子。
Because it does not have healthy branch,
它就结不出果子来荣耀神的满足。
So cannot bear fruit, glorify God, satisfy man.
这结果子太重要了。
So to bear fruit is so important.
他说多多的结果。
And to bear much fruit.
他说让我们去公司里面带了一个人，我们总希望他能够给公司带来进步。
And just like when we're working in the secular world, we hire someone, we want the person that we hire will bring a lot of benefits.
So, 一个女孩子跑去一个公司跟总经理讲说，你有没有需要秘书的这个工作啊？
So, a particular lady went to, I guess, HR, the boss, so you need to be a secretary for work.
这个总经理跟他总说，对不起，现在经济很不景气，经济恐慌吧。所以我们这边没有办法给你工作，这边没有什么事可以做，没什么活可干。
是的，这个 the vice president said, oh, I'm sorry, time's so far, and there's not a whole lot of work for you to do.
后面呢，这个年轻小女孩子说，她都没有活干，我不在乎，她只要有工资。
And the young lady said, oh, it's okay, but there's nothing to do as long as that's still the same, that's fine with me.
所有刚刚上的人，我们都应该来说哈，如果基督徒不结果是不行的。
You need to conclude, you do not bear fruit, it's not good.
要结果子要多多结，要结长存的。
We need to bear fruit, bear much fruit, and bear fruit that will endure.
既然树是基督
，if indeed the vine is Christ,
果子当然也是基督。
Of course, the fruit is Christ.
所以我们在这里多结果子，不仅得荣耀
，so we bear much fruit, and the Father will be glorified.
而人从我们身上得祝福
，and everybody will be blessed because of that.
我们真是主的门徒
，and the world will know that we are indeed His son.
哎呀，我说这个彼得他们有一个最好的名声，就是这些人是跟过耶稣的。
Peter, the wonderful term that people call Peter is these are the followers of Christ.
甚至说这些人是跟耶稣一伙的。
And these are they run with Christ, they stay with Christ.
啊，就是这样。那这个我们比这个更好的意思，对不对？
We have a better name.
我们跟基督是有这个意
思。We are in one.
好，底下这几个节我简单提过去啊。一个真正在主面前长结果子的人，在他身上一定会有这些基本的特质。
And very first of all, this point, there's a characteristic that can be seen. Someone who is a vine.
所以这是我讲的，就是把主耶稣的话稍微整理。
Basically, just put together the words of the Lord from the scripture.
第一个在这里讲到，我们会常常有得到主的话和祷告蒙答应的经历。
And we will have the experiences of the words from the Lord and answer prayer.
特别是第七节，我们再来看一次。
Look at verse 7 as we read again.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡一人所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
And as you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
我想很多基督徒都常常有一个困惑跟经历，就觉得还是听这个神跟我们说话。
I want Christians to trust that this confusion. I want to hear the words of the Lord.
我一点不是在讲一些极端灵恩派，或是那种 不好的灵性的经历，你何时可以听见 voice？
啊，那不是。I'm talking about the experience of receiving to hear these voices, physical voices.
我在这里是讲到主这个圣灵、这个圣经、这个聚会、这个圣体对我们说话。
I see during the Holy Spirit speaking through the messages, through the scripture, through prayer, through the meetings that we're together, the Holy Spirit is moving.
所以是责备也好，安慰也好，鼓励也好，教导也好。
Whether the encouragements, teachings, or even watchings,
你会觉得是主对你说。
And you know, 当时
我每一次说话，就是生命，就是喜悦。
Every time he speaks, it's life.
整个话就是生命，
那是 life itself。
但是整个话就是血液。
And God's word is life，
来叫我们倒血的意思。
That the word may become life。
所以主说话在我们身上就是一个托付，要活出来。
Every time God speaks, He says something to you. God says, "Live it."
每一次主说话的时候，就是生命成为我们的力量，让我们可以活。
Every time God speaks, it is life that gives you the strength to live。
所以当我们真的是一个常住在主里面，你就会发现主常常对我们说。
You often abide in Christ, you discover that God often speaks to you.
不需要人家逼着我们读经，每天都是不断的读经。
You don't need someone to force you to read the word every day. You are going to long for God's word.
真的打开圣经，遇见那位说话的神，
对我们说话。You open to these pages and meet the speaking God. He speaks every day.
在简单的信心里面，向他屈膝来祷告，让他对我们说话。
I get on my knees and I bow before him. He speaks to me.
然后聚会的里面，用心灵和诚实预备好，准备清楚对我们说话。
And every time I come to the meetings, I come with spirit and in truth, and spread that he will speak.
我很多的时候在教会的里面，在不停的祷告，不停的祷告，主就对我说话。
Oftentimes, before our meeting even begins.Doing immediately, we prepare a listening ear, a peaceful heart, and speak to anyone.
因为怎么样？这是住在主的里面，主的话就藏在我里面。
And this is what abiding in Him, His words will abide in us.
而我们所愿意的，他赐福就给我们成就。
And whatever we desire, our hearts will do.
所以你看，穆勒弟兄说，他在他这一生里面记载有五万件事情，他清楚，因为祷告，神答应成就。
Brother Mueller says, I know for certain that at least 50,000 things were answered because of my prayer.
啊，第二件事情，在这里讲到我们住在主里面的时候，我们就住在主的爱中，还是彼此支
持。Here it says that we abide in Christ and we will abide in His love and we will love one another.
圣经上不是讲到神不是一个很有爱的神。圣经上并不是说神是一个很有爱的神。
The scripture doesn't say that our God is God that is
God of love.
God of love.
他是神就是爱。
God is love.
不是一个很有爱的神，
根本就是爱。God is very loving, but He is love.
他的本质就是爱。
His nature is love.
我们任何时候说，他也是的，绝对不爱。
Every time we touch God, we touch love.
对神姊妹，我们都是爱。
Every time even if He beats us, it's love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，没有一个人跟神相会的时候，跟主相会的时候不会碰到爱。
There's no one who meets God face to face that will not meet love.
真的住在主里面就一定住在爱里面。
And you abide in the Lord, you will abide in love.
这个爱能够让我们不仅仅起来爱神。
This love now allows the wife to love him.
而且让我们很自然的去跟彼此。
Very naturally, we will love one another.
我们现在看我们周围所有听到的。
We love almost every single
thing. 哎，但我们都很爱他。
We love
him. 跟旁边的人都很爱的。
You love everyone that's around you.
这个穆迪有一次到纽约去的时候。
Louis once was in New York.
他在那边服侍的时候，有一个弟兄非常非常的照顾他，对他非常好。
And he was serving in the city. There was his little brother that really took care of
him. 就那里有一个弟兄，所以当牧本离开的时候
，So when he was in the park,
他跟那个 brother Renington 讲，他说，你真的想到芝加哥来的话
，And he said to brother Renington, whenever you come to Chicago,
你要跟我留了，我一定好好的款待你。
他就是回报 ，Call me, I will take care of you.
Renington 跟他。这个听到这句话的时候，他就对我低头。
And when he heard these words, he said to my brother, "Me,
do not worry.
Don't wait till I come.
等我回去的路上，你碰到任何一个有需要的人
，Don't wait till I come. On your journey back, you come across anyone that has a need,
就把你的恩惠施给他。
Share your grace upon him.
这是什么？这就是爱。
This is love. But too many people around us have this law, particularly those of us who are in the same family.
Every
family, when you go back to your rooms, we all huddle together.
Huddle
in the love of God. And
talk in the love of God.
And we can say very easily, Amen, this is what we live is to love you. I seem to be great, just want a simple heart to love you.
这么多人去追寻，这些里面的记忆和恩赐，就是看到我讲的这个地心化相的，他旁边挂了两句话，他的记忆经历我不求，是从此心全开始。
And a lot of people pursue spiritual gifts and spiritual blessings, but our elder brother Hughes had this very famous saying. He says, I don't desire all these other things, I just desire loving Jesus. And we're all so simple to the point that, Lord, we say to Jesus, Jesus, the only reason I will is that you will be happy, you'll be satisfied. And thirdly, you will find that you will delight in doing this command. The more we obey this command, the more we are with
Jesus.
John 14:21 says, if you love me, I will love him. He will be loved by my Father, and I will appear to him. The Father will not fall. I will be healed to him. You will heal my
So, we're going to read the 10th verse, 11th verse. 他说，如果我们肯遵守他的命令，就常在他的爱里面。当我们这样子做的时候，不仅仅主的喜乐要长存在我的心里，而且我们的喜乐也可以满足。
And when we do this, not only the joy of the Lord will be in our hearts, but our joy will also be full.
第四件事情，将我们成为主真心的朋友。
Fourthly, we become friends that knows the heart of the Lord.
我们跟他联合。
Oh, we are connected with
that. 整个那个交通那个关系是 constant.
Talks about that relationship and that fellowship is perpetual and eternal fellowship.
所以为什么有些诗歌叫做 constant 不断定
and
持续的住在这里面
It's very famous here that says constant abundance.
所以我们的挑战
and our challenge
不是不知道住在基督里的是吗
It's not that we don't understand the importance of abundance.
我们的挑战
Our challenge
是怎么样子能够持续的住在基督
How do we perpetually Tomorrow we want to together come and look at this specific topic. I really to please pray for me.
当我们真的跟主住在一起的时候
，We're really abiding with the Lord.
我们跟主是这么熟悉。
We are so familiar.
真的是亲密的。
We are so dear to Him.
就像我回来读经对弟兄的信息
I got some back. I listened to our brother Joe and.The messages he drew us, and he says that I can tell the mood that my wife is in by the way she breathes. And he says, by the way my wife walks out the door, I know her mood. But this is amazing and it's very precious. And when our relationship with the Lord is good,
we
don't need the balls and chains to hold us and restrain us. He will lead us by himself.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus?If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.